Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The breaking news of the moment, the SURE, the SURE system, is down statewide right now across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And we want to get the latest from where it's happening as well in Chester County. Guy Shiraki, good morning. I'm so sorry to hear this.
Good morning, Dawn. Yes, Commissioner Eric Rowe, who's one of the three elected county commissioners in Chester County, has shared this news. There are, once again, hundreds of people in line at voter services in Chester County to go voting, and they've been advised the system is off. What it essentially means to your listeners is that the statewide database of registered voters has become inaccessible. So when you show up to drop off your ballot, or when you show up to, as I call it, to mail-in vote in person, they can't verify who anyone is. They can't record you as voted. So all early voting in Pennsylvania has ceased until they can get the system back up online.
This is, I think, for so many people on so many levels, this is concerning because we have this record situation, Guy, of people going out, being told that they should vote, you know, early, that they should register to vote on time, as, you know, so many did. So what do you see here? What are you hearing from, you know, even fellow voters in Pennsylvania? Does it matter which side of the aisle you're on? I just think everybody says, uh-oh, what's going on here? Because we talk all the time about election integrity, and hearing that a system is down and then people standing in line, you can't help but think, who's doing this and who benefits?
Yeah, it does give question. However, I'm going to make what may seem a strange appeal. I think in a sense, this underscores why you do want to consider going to vote early. Because if this were to happen on November 5th, if this were to happen election day, there's very little that can be done about it. If the system goes down election day and you can't vote, or they can't count and record who's voted, look, this is a problem. And you hit the nail on the head. We are, so many of us are so skeptical and so cynical that when these things happen, you don't know whether it's just, you know, a problem we all have. Our computers go down, our network goes down, or somebody has done something wrong, whether it's a foreign power, somebody on the left or the right. But the reality is right now it's not happening. But again, I want to make what may seem a contradictory plea, which is this is really the reason over the next 11 days that you should find the time, if you're able to vote by mail or vote in person early, because if, heaven forbid, this happens election day, this could literally change the outcome of the race.
Yeah, and I know, I just wanted to, and this is why it's great that we're live and we're local, because I know that coming up at 1 o'clock, after this breaking news is happening, and we'll get an update from Al Schmidt, who will join our own Dom Giordano, and that's coming up at 1 o'clock today, obviously, Secretary of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we'll get, you know, word from Al Schmidt as to when they believe that this SURE system, when the system's going to be back up, and what that means for people. It's hard because right now it's you know, a lot of people might even scooch out from work, take an early lunch break, and so you hate to hear this, that voters then think, oh, shoot, you know, this was my day, I planned for this. But you make a great point, Guy, that if people can do this early, it's one more reason to get it done, and that way you can come back tomorrow. There's not that finality to it.
Yeah, and it shows you, you know, much like our lives, Dawn. I mean, why in some cases some things are technologically advanced and modernized, yet we're suspect, you know, we're susceptible, rather, to these glitches. And it's a reason to consider early voting. It's a reason to understand the problems. And it's all the more reason that folks like Al Schmidt, former Philadelphia City Commissioner, Election Commissioner, now the statewide boss, the Secretary of the Commonwealth, it's why all the more reason that elected officials need to be accountable and transparent and talk to us and share information quickly, because, you know, as I say, you want easy to vote, hard to cheat, and results we can trust. And the results we can trust part is really built around transparency and honesty. So I'm glad he's coming on, was scheduled to come on, but he really needs to explain what happened and how quickly mm-hmm. it'll get back. And what they're doing to make sure that this doesn't happen election day. What are the fail safes? And we know the stories from 2020. Yeah. Again, it's not in dispute. What we know, the things that the Democrats and Republicans agree, the counties that run out of ballot, the poll ballots, the polling places that lost power, the things that can happen election day. So I hope we get to the bottom of this, and I hope and pray that this is just your garden variety technical snafu. And not somebody foreign or domestic trying to interrupt things in what is the most critical swing yeah. state in the nation. But if you're in line and you can stay, stay. If you have to leave, please come back. Don't leave this to chance for election day.
Yeah. Amen. I just want to touch on, since I have you, Broad and Liberty, your latest piece. So I'll just do a little promo, broadandliberty.com. Guy Shiraki, why does Kamala Harris, the vice president, prefer suburban voters to Philadelphians? A great piece, you know, in Broad and Liberty, as usual, Guy Shiraki, that you've authored. But why do you think that is? You know, she was in Delco last night. I know that maybe she feels more comfortable. If that's comfortable, I don't know. That's not so good. I mean, she's still kind of awkward.
Yeah, but again, candidates, where they go, what mm-hmm. they say, and how they spend their time tells you volumes. She's in Washington's Crossing at a staged event, as many candidates, but she's at Washington's Crossing with a relatively small invitation-only crowd with Liz Cheney. She then goes to Malvern in Chester County for a state, what we're now told is essentially a play. How appropriate it was at People's Light and Theater. It essentially was a play. An invited audience with her on the stage for a, quote, town hall where no one was allowed to ask questions because pre-selected questions were there. And then last night in Delco, you know, to go to a theater in Aston and not really be accessible to voters. And she was in Philly for about 10 minutes and popped in the 4th Street Deli, which is hardly, you know, again, who doesn't love the 4th Street Deli? But the 4th Street Deli is really a political hangout. It's not a neighborhood. So I've drawn the conclusion that, look, she likes staged events in suburban settings are sort of, you know, where the elite hang out, if you will, where the important people hang out. She doesn't really, you don't see her campaigning in African-American or Hispanic neighborhoods. You don't see her shaking hands and kissing babies. A lot of the things were, you know, you don't see her wearing an apron and serving french fries. I mean, she's just not comfortable with people. And I've come to the conclusion with 11 days out, this is not an accident. She prefers to be in staged events with, if you will, a little better off people than sitting with blue collar workers or talking to, you know, families in West Philly. And as I conclude in the column, maybe it tells you who she is, and maybe she's not running to fix the problems of the working class. She's not running. She's running to talk about abortion, democracy, and Donald Trump. And to your point, I think that was on display last night. I mean, she's running for president to talk about Donald Trump, abortion rights, and, all these wonderful word salads, and there are real people with real concerns. She doesn't really talk to them, and I think those folks are coming to the conclusion, if she were to win, her presidency is not about helping them, and that's why I think more and more of them are giving pause and considering Trump.
Guy Shiraki, thank you so much for, you know, hopping on, and this is what's so great. We really appreciate you and all your great wisdom, and hopefully, like you say, this sure system, the fact that this is down, we'll get some answers upcoming, and they'll get it back up again very quickly. Thanks, Guy.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.